Episode 574. Thank you all for listening to episode 573, Unified Fury Championship, or UFC. I am Gray, here with my co-host.
Your non-undisputed heavyweight champion, Bear.
Well, you are just, you know, it's different sport.
Was that? Is that a fat joke?
No, we're unified champions.
Okay, so you call me a heavyweight. I was like, that kind of hurts.
It's 4 days later. I still haven't bought that trampoline. So thank you, everybody. God. Yep. And thanks, everybody. Grayson somehow still sitting here, though, 4 days later, asking me about a trampoline.
Well, she should be in bed. But
yeah, should be. Should be in bed by now. It's been 30 minutes. What?
Are they at school in the morning?
Yeah, he has school tomorrow. Not even that. So thank you to Wes Anderson for Moments in Time and Mind Quarantine. Thank you to All Wear Clothing, Crandall's Quality Landscaping. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not
North Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Thank you to Grey Key Merch, Sparty Steve. And last but not least, Connell Barrett at datingtransformation.com.
Yeah, make sure you get to datingtransformation.com and get that free consultation when you mention Over the Line podcast. In the meantime, get to amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So we may have to find some others here, but we're going to see. So we're going to share sound, optimize for video clip. You'll have to tell me if you can see this. Can you see this?
I can see Dave.
Because I can no longer see you. So these things.
It's bad because I already know what's going to happen. I love it.
Yep. Some of these you might remember. Can you hear the sound?
The animal! Batista getting.
Could you hear the sound?
So good.
And you can hear sound?
Yes.
Okay.
That was absolutely one of my favorites. And always thought it was scripted. It wasn't. Got backstage.
So let's just show one more time because it's funny.
Batista getting.
Breaking character laughing, doing the Batista right in front of him, just absolutely hilarious.
Fantastic. And Batista just laughing.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
Next one, this is good. RVD.
Tell me, Van Damme's gonna do what I think he's gonna do, JR. What?
There's more than one man that can play head games here. Come on, that's not funny.
So RVD acting like Triple H is spitting water. This next one is Santino.
I don't remember that one, though. I don't remember the RVD one.
This next one, though, is Santino Marella and Kozlov and Sheamus. Sheamus.
Everyone knows that ghosts are not this white. Come on. No.
You're a very funny fella, aren't you, Santino, huh? I'll tell you what, you and me laughing so hard. I forget why I hate you in the first place.
Exactly. I think that you and I have the potential to get along famously, Sheamus. You know, exactly. I can't remember why you hate me either.
Sheamus hates you because you beat him.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yes, you did. You beat Sheamus. It was the biggest upset in WWE history.
Double E history ever.
Ever.
Kozlov was so good. He was underrated.
Oh, this one's a good one. Kane is at a arcade. And this is fun.
Stand back, kid.
Stand back, kid. Looks around. Boom.
Oh, in there.
Takes all the stuffies.
By Crocky, look at
this. Is gold dust.
It's the giant sleeping hippopotamus.
These creatures are enormous, so big. Oh, but they smell. Good grief, they smell like kangaroo crock sack.
Oh, gnarly.
What are you doing here, you freak?
Jankus, you crankus. Look at this creature. Look, you don't see this every day. It's the rare bandana-wearing grease rat. Yeah, careful. They tend to suck.
And then suck. Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
It's like dub.
Angle, come on, man, let's go.
Oh, Kurt Angle and Taker.
There's going to be a lot of Kurt Angle ones in here. There has to be. This is American Badass. That's hilarious.
You're an American Badass. I'm an Olympic gold medal lass. Stone Cold Booker T together make a horse's ass. I mean, what's the problem?
Take a laugh right there too.
This is the best Cesaro and R-Truth.
What?
What the hell?
It's truth.
R-Truth's 24/7 champ.
24/7 champion. Hiding out. He's been hiding under the ring all night.
The secret is that you've never liked
John Cena and Santino Marella.
That big Barbie doll house with the matching pink Barbie doll Corvette, and you never got it, did you?
Who told you? How dare you?
How dare you, sir? How dare you? Everyone knows there are certain things.
This
you
is when he breaks John Cena.
And Santa Claus is one. Clean it up.
You know what? You have a big mouth, John Cena. And I would like more for Christmas than a chance to shot it.
Orton, this is the double kick.
The New Day accomplished more than any other team in history. The New Day accomplished more than any other team.
Ambrose.
Ever. Get on our level.
Now, Dino. If my memory serves me correctly, the Shield never did that.
And Randy did the Authority?
Oh no!
Did Evolution?
Oh no!
But what about Legacy?
Oh no!
He's trying not
to. Dang, Randy! Have you been in?
I mean, come on, man. A whole new definition to the word groupie.
Got him.
Oh, your this is good. WCW. Bash at the Beach.
Oh, that's really cool.
Kevin Nash. Spring break.
Kevin Nash. Cannonball right into the pool.
Are you ready?
One of the best.
This is good.
Put your ass on.
It doesn't matter if you're ready.
Kane, Rock, and Hogan.
The Rock and Kane team up
with Hulk Hogan.
And you know something, brothers? Whether it's the millions and millions of Rock fans, or 20,000 Hulkamaniacs, or 20,000 screaming Canaanites.
Canaanites.
The question is, brothers, what you gonna do? Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, X-Pac, what you gonna do when Hulk Hogan and The Rock and the Big Red Machine run wild on you?
When he goes out. Yeah. Oh, this is good. Shawn Michaels' gear gets caught, so you gotta pay attention to it. It gets caught in the right here. See, he's caught. So he just lays down, and he's trying to get out of it because he's stuck.
Edge. He's like, what the fuck?
Our partner is going to shock the world because he is none other than
the Shaq Master!
This is the worst ever.
Oh, that comes off.
Poor John Tenta, right?
Oh, that's good.
This is the best.
You know, and I know that you're only half the man that I am. And I have half the brain that you do.
This is good. You remember this?
Is this Punk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Punk coming out as Jeff Hardy. People thought it was Hardy, and they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So good.
CM Punk comedy gold dust the whole thing.
Oh, I love it. I don't remember seeing this, but yeah, this is good.
The kid with the hair.
Kid. Jesus. Look at that hair.
This kid's pissed.
He looks like Grayson almost.
He's pissed because he didn't get a trampoline.
That looks like a bad Britney Spears.
Did you expect somebody else?
Did you expect somebody else?
So that was a good one.
Oh yeah. They didn't put the Booker T one on there, but it must have been the clean version.
Yeah, it was that still cracks me up.
Batista dude was hilarious.
The
Santino ones that were good.
Santino Marella.
John Cena.
Look at John Cena. Let's see if we can find WWE funny moments. Let's see if we can find that thing back.
Double E.
This will be good. Does it share YouTube? I don't remember. I think it does, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Bourbons for sharing all kinds of.
So we're going to see.
Teeing off.
If it shares the YouTube.
Your people and no one else.
Is it sharing the YouTube?
Oh, he's got a kick on the outside!
They just hang.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and turn on those.
Shut up, I'm not subscribing.
Done, leave a comment down below, and I just might end up responding.
Both of them, Samir and Sunil.
Oh, my God. When he killed him? Remember that? He's like...
He's like, oops.
Dean Ambrose.
Styles got a...
AJ?
AJ Styles down!
Hole in the ass cheek.
I hate you too.
Say something stupid.
Do 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 do. Do you hear me? Oh, Roman Reigns.
Oh my goodness.
Big Joe.
Man, what you doing, Oz? Sweet beats, brother. We're back together again.
Would you care to go to dinner?
Dinner with
me. Here comes Ryback. Oh, baby. It's payback time.
Hildley, struck the ring.
Show anybody, Orton. Oh, man.
That was the best.
Oh, Titus.
Jesus.
we don't know for sure if he sent that tweet.
Yeah, it could have been his people.
Oh.
Oh,
man,
man.
Oh.
Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga. Go get him.
There it was.
Try
this again.
Look! Look at Orton! I can't believe the predicament he's in now!
Find the head rate!
Going up to the top rope. Oh,
why some of these are supposed to be funny.
Randy Orton! Look at the look in his eyes! Look at
Oh,
going up top. Little whisper in the wind. Nobody home. Drama. Feet have not hit the floor yet. R-Truth having trouble getting back into the ring and tied up. But he did save his beating people up.
This was a bad blesser.
He's got to be
fixing up by his pants.
And Alberto Del Rio with an Instagram.
First man to take glitz.
That's the first time.
At the Royal Rumble match.
No.
That's before he got his teeth fixed.
Well, he is the lunatic fringe.
He's in the gas.
You're all wrong. I just said Big Cass is the meal ticket. Enzo is the kind of guy who asked his grandmother for.
Oh, my God! Jimmy Montgomery right through the barricade.
This is a video of Brock Lesnar screaming.
Big Show, look at Cody. Smart.
Oh, this was good. I like that. This is good.
Welcome to Anger Management.
Was that supposed to happen or no?
Yeah, it was. That was the match.
I don't have anger.
So it was supposed to happen that he steps on it.
Yes. But he played it off that way. It's hilarious.
No. Do you think this is funny? I don't have a goat face.
Oh, gosh.
My boss is my former girlfriend slash fiance who left me at the altar on live television. Stop it!
Now when you're in the room with someone like Sin Cara.
Well, I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. I buried my brother alive twice.
Twice.
Ouch.
Thank you for sharing, Kane.
No problem, Harold.
You think I like it?
What I'd like you to do is just fall backwards.
Kane, I trust you.
I'm gonna have you both catch Harold. What?
I think I finally understand you, Kane. Thank you, Daniel. I think I finally understand you, Kane.
They're liking this. Look at this. They're like buddies now.
You know why you're here?
Is it because I've been a bad little boy?
Zack Ryder. Hey, buddy. High five.
I'm in Knoxville.
Ready for Ambrose and Rollins and Reigns and the Shield.
Yeah, but even Daniel Bryan with a steel chair.
Rollins gifted.
The boy got caught. What's going to happen?
Oh, it threw him over him.
Oh, he's flipped.
Kane Strong. He beat Randy Orton.
Catching the boot.
Choose my partner to be The Rock.
This was, I just saw this.
Yeah. Ray.
I just saw that.
I just have.
Tap the glasses right off his face.
Look at this, look.
Gold dust.
If you want me to drop the R, I will. I'll also whip your ass right here in front of everybody and shoot down to 95. You think this is funny, Chris? You think this is funny?
No, Kevin, don't do it.
Look at him. Look at him go.
WWE superstar should be has had surgeries that have taken him out of action. You have had surgeries.
I'm gonna take
air of that smelly, nasty animal. Ones. And I'm going to get you too, Rhino.
His stuff with Stephanie was so good.
Here comes Brock! And here comes Lesnar! And Rollins is running! Rollins!
On, you're fired.
Sweet chin music!
Oh, that's smart.
Daniel Bryan and Mark Henry.
And again, Braun Strowman says, not now. I think he's having fun. And look at this.
Come on.
Look at him.
Oh, man.
Poor Booker.
Hey, okay.
Oh, this is good.
Watch it. Let me take a stretch over now. Oh, in the holster. Oh, my God. And here comes the ball.
Poor Shockmaster.
And not even have the class to introduce yourself. What is your name?
I told you.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
What you should be concerned with is the Rock size 15 boot rising up and kicking him right in his lady parts.
You came to my hotel room and surprised me that night.
Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles.
If you got your brother's arm here, you're going to take it.
This is good. Show how he moves. Stephanie comes in.
So once you have it here, you can apply the pressure. I'm
drunk, and we did those special exercises. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, look at you playing coy. No, we didn't. Yes, we did.
Hey.
How are you doing?
What's going on?
Oh!
DJ Mustache Rock. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Girl, don't do that. Yes, you do.
What the hell is this?
No.
What the hell is this?
No.
Boy, Jerry. Good morning. Ooh. We're up on, girl.
Hey, Jay was a fun one.
Well, CM Punk says that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he does.
These new menu
the,
items at Panera
no, she was
are
cool.
Perfect tens. They're also each under $10.
Now go home and smoke some more crack.
Solo. Bye. Yeah, Solo in the background there, just losing it.
An all-time indoor attendance record. Not only you broke the all-time record for the largest gathering of trailer park trash. Always. You shut your mouth, fatty. The Rock will come out there and slap the herpes off your lips.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, ghouls and goblins, what are you doing? You coming with that British accent, man. Are you excited about Halloween Havoc, mate?
I don't want Brock to take me
this is the best.
To Sioux Falls City.
Lesnar laughed.
Dinner. Yeah, Waffle House. Hey, boys. You right? And it's on me, so don't worry. Get whatever you want. I'm going to get the hash browns.
Anything?
All right,
I'm going to get the hash browns.
Well, enjoy Waffle House.
Yeet. Yeet.
There you are. You have been worried sick. What did I tell you about talking to strangers?
Listen to your father. This thing is your son, right? A beautiful family. I know SmackDown was the house that AJ Styles built. Like, do you do condominiums and duplexes? Did you not build the SmackDown house?
It's the house that AJ Styles built, but it doesn't mean actually built it by hand. You know, is today without AJ Styles is what I'm trying to say. That's what I said.
Didn't build it. One day, I'm going to be in Judgment Day. Rhea, Finn, Priest, Tom and Nick Mysterio.
No!
Wait,
you know what?
Hold on. Right. R-Truth, they should have their own.
Hold on. When I first heard him say that, I just got to say, I lost my goddamn mind. when he said Tom and Nick. I was like, he's like, Tom, what'd you do with Nick? To Dom. I was like, holy shit, just the shit he says.
I'm a Nick Mysterio. That is good.
That's good stuff.
Was very specific about this. He said, do not engage Logan Paul at all. It's going to be very oozy.
So we're just going to have to see by the end of the night what really happens.
He wasn't joking, was he? Because he seemed pretty serious.
America deserves the face of Jericho. Frame it in, man. What a great group of friends of Jericho, Tom.
I'm Mike, remember?
What is it? Is it Mike or Tom? What's your name?
Mike.
Tom.
Mike.
Mike.
Tom.
See? You don't even know your own name. And you know what happens when you don't know your own name? Scratch that off the hook.
That's what I thought.
Now what?
You looking at the underdog. I'm going to cut through every last one of these superstars and become your new world heavyweight champion.
You're not even in the tournament.
My bad. Wish you good luck. I'm not wishing y'all good luck.
Wow.
Yes, my dad owns Mr. Hero, but calm down. You'll get your Romer burger later.
Is it true?
I don't know.
You partner. I'm a married man. I'm a married man.
And I want to thank you for this birthday celebration.
You suck. And Otis is going to eat your birthday cake.
If you're going to eat all that cake, you're gonna need a lot of milk.
El Chad, it's spoiled milk!
Gable's gotta be coming back soon, isn't he?
Gable, he got released.
Really?
Gable Stevenson?
Yeah.
Again.
AJ Styles.
This is all your fault, Steve. Just shut up for a second, let me talk! This is why no one likes coming to New York.
Why don't you put a little bass in your voice then?
Why don't you shut up, Steve?
Calling you an asshole.
And your old age, you turned into a real asshole.
He'll set him over the top rope. Stop it!
Where's everybody else?
I swear they was all behind me just now. Is little Jimmy here? No? All rise for the judgment day.
We are the most dominant faction in all of WWE.
He getting booed in his own hometown? Tozawa? You think you can trick me by being the nature boy?
Bella!
Randy trying not to laugh there.
Yep.
And how y'all gonna have a holiday party and I don't get an invitation? First off, I think we gotta kick JD out. And second, DP, you gotta stop calling yourself the boss. I like you being the boss, but it makes mommy mad. I am giving truth after truth after truth.
Speaking of truth,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Stop.
What's
stop.
Up? You want to tell the truth? Dog, I'm here. Did he not say he wanted to tell the truth?
I did. I know Dexter deflated your balls. I didn't realize you didn't have any left.
Oh! You can't handle the truth.
Nothing he does. He's kind of like you, like an idiot.
That's why Gargano can't make it on the main roster. Not that good.
Thank you.
Bro, y'all both look like y'all could eat a good sack of nuts. I mean, a bunch of good nuts. Bro nuts was like
let's
really.
Him.
Bro, we on the air.
It's
Bro nuts was like let's really. Bro, y'all both.
Nothing he does. He's kind of like you, like an idiot savant, you know?
Bro, I don't serve nobody. Thank you. A good sack of nuts. I mean, a bunch of good nuts. Bro nuts was like let's really... Pimp.
Bro, we on the no, air.
Is there...
No,
we have
you're not
playing.
We on the air. We on the air, dog.
Anyways, what you doing knocking on this door, man?
Yeah, you know what to do.
Come yeah. I'm throwing down a blanket. I'm having a picnic. I'm doing a little dance. He can't... All he's right. gonna be, he won't know what's what. This is something we can all do together. Oops.
Yeah, good luck, huh?
Oh, not gonna need it. You know what
good
I mean?
Good luck, I do.
Los Angeles, California. What's up? What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I can ride until the wheel fall off. Kylie knocks the back to the neck gets off. Go Kylie! Go Kylie! Los Angeles, California!
Well, he had to be one of the worst wrestlers ever. Right?
God.
Hang on a second, okay. All right. All right. This YouTuber who wants to be a WWE superstar. We're going to end up as a number two stain on the bottom of the Tribal Chief's shoe.
But look, I was looking for y'all. I heard I was looking for a fifth member for y'all team for War Games.
War Games already happened.
2 days ago.
No. Did you win? How did I do?
Oh, he done did it now. Oh, I think Truth done lost his mind. Was he like you, Saxon, and wears a size medium?
I fight both of y'all. I'm talking about with my partners.
Oh. What the hell are you doing out here?
The beatdown last week. That was my initiation. I saw it in your eyes. Loser leads Judgment Day match.
That may be the greatest thing I've ever seen. That may be the greatest moment in Royal Rumble history.
Oh, poor Titus.
Blonde wig like this is not going to save you.
Well, it cost me $12, cheap. Accompany me to ringside to take on The Miz. I know he's going to bring the other Carmella to try to help him. I'm trying to book a match with Carmella, but apparently she can't handle the truth.
Don't ever speak to my wife again.
You married to Carmella?
7 years. It's a long time ago. In fact, that's the last time you were relevant.
I don't know what Carmella sees in you.
Are there a lot of people from Phoenix here tonight? The number one city in America for cocaine and meth use is Phoenix, Arizona. Everyone wants to go one-on-one. And you know who else wants to go one-on-one with The Rock? Every woman in this arena. Right here live in Glendale, here's The Rock's answer on SmackDown. One-on-one with the Great One, and The Rock says no. Now go home and smoke some more crack.
Solo? Oh, it's so good.
Hold on, I missed Solo at the
go
end.
Go home and smoke some more crack.
Oh, that's who's that's Jay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go home and smoke some more.
No, that's Jimmy.
I saw the blonde. That's what I thought it was.
Now yeah, because Solo's arms right here.
Okay, there he is.
Go home and smoke some more crack.
Sorry, Phoenix.
Oh, that's good shit, pal.
Recital scored. Oilers up 1-0.
I saw that. So yeah, we've got we've always got fun stuff in the pipeline. It's always fun to watch WWE moments. We'll have to find some other good ones from back in the day. We might just have to have an R-Truth show. Because I could watch this shit over and over again.
So good.
So that might be next week.
Yeah, we might have to.
575, 75. Oh, we got Jeopardy next week. So the week after. Yeah, so that's Geo Party. And then 577. And then 578 might be R-Truth. Give some history on R-Truth, go about it, and let's call this WWE Moments rent-free.
So good.
Good stuff. R-Truth's still this, just a national treasure in WWE.
Great, great shit, pal. Great shit.
Great. Gotta love it. So, for today, we're done. Happy Sunday. If you didn't celebrate Mother's Day last week, you're a piece of crap for people. A lot of people just don't do anything for their spouses, and that's kind of rough.
That's right. And you should every day, not just one day. They get all of this.
Yep. And just remember, it doesn't matter if they're here, not here, all around. I was out of town, others are hundreds of miles away. Not with us. Just celebrate with your family, enjoy your time with your family, like we all hope to. It's very important, and for everybody. Even though my kid drives me fucking insane about trampolines, just remember, it's very important. even though he talks about trampolines, that's it is what it is, part of being a parent. And he drove his mother nuts, so it was interesting to hear when I got back how that all went. I missed out on dinner, but that's okay. We had Buc-ee's. Had a Buc-ee's, I don't know if I had a burrito or a brisket sandwich. Classic. You been down to Buc-ee's yet?
Nope, never been to one.
It's...
I'm sure I will as I go to Charlotte here in 2 weeks, so...
Are you driving?
Yep.
So, you might or might not, because... It's sure. All down 75 is where they are. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah. So like the closest one to, there's going to be one in Huber Heights in the next couple of years. They just broke ground.
Okay.
That'll be the closest one. First one in Ohio. And then Richmond, Kentucky is the closest, which is like 5 hours away. And the, I'm not going to hype it up for you. It's cool. You got to see the spectacle, and they do have the cleanest bathrooms ever, because they have attendants that clean them that's their full-time job, 24/7.
Okay.
Just cleaning bathrooms, cleanest fucking bathrooms ever. And then they do have a good selection of like different kind of chips and things you can't get anywhere else, some drinks that you can't find other places. They have a whole selection of like trail mix, really good, different types of trail mix and nuts and everything. They got their own hot sauces and different salsas that are really good. You can get a Buc-ee's shirt or whatever. I actually bought one. I never found one that I was interested in, but this one I found, it says Buc-ee's World Tour. So it looks like a concert t-shirt, and it shows every city that they've opened a store in and what year. Okay. So it's pretty cool. Pretty neat shirt. They do have holiday shirts. They always do. We usually get the Christmas ones. And then they have like a food section. So they have, fudge. You can buy their fudge. They have many different kinds. They have their own jerky, like beef jerky, a whole section of beef jerky that you can buy, which is pretty awesome. Different kinds of desserts and everything else. You can buy a brisket sandwich, which is very popular. And they have a three meat sandwich, which is brisket, turkey, and like smoked sausage. Pretty good. They have a club sandwich. They have different parfaits, banana pudding.
On the road, though, I feel like I'd poop myself.
Right. Banana pudding, though. They got that. Oh, and key lime pie pudding, all that kind of stuff. And then they have like burritos, chicken fajitas, all of that fun stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's good. But I mean, like I said, when I go in now, because I've gotten past the hype, and because it is just a giant gas station, which is cool.
Right. Which. I'm not a fan of that, but yeah, I mean, if I happen to come across one, I'll probably stop in, check it out.
Yep. No, it's like I said, you got to see it at least once, but go in and get the food. If you enjoy it, just that's what we do. I stopped in, they had, cause I'm a Prime whore. They had new Prime that I had never had, strawberry banana. Delicious.
I had, had my first Prime last week, the ice bomb or ice pop or whatever.
Oh, the bomb. The bomb pop.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's, a lot
there's
of people.
No way, there's no way there's no sugar in there. Zero chance.
There isn't. It's just all aspartame. So, we're going to have our little, it's got the little sweetener. But yeah, it's strong, but they're delicious. I love them. Like I've got, because Sam's or Costco will have random Prime like cases. Mm-hmm. And when I went to Sam's, they had the bomb pop one, like cases of that. I bought 5 cases of it. And then now I've got, they had a variety case. This one has strawberry, and then there's lemonade, and I think Bomb Pop again. But then when I was at Bucky's, they had the strawberry banana. I never had it, and I was like, hell yeah. So I got two of them, and I was like, oh, this is great. And then I sent a message to Kelly, and she turned around and said, Grayson says you better got him. So so I got him. You know, I went back and got 12 more on our way back up from Alabama.
Nice. Well, all I know is Bucky's, cut the check. Logan Paul, cut the check.
Prime, drink your Prime. Get your PNC Cash Unlimited credit cards. And, you know, just if you haven't been to Bucky's, check it out. I mean, it's fun to go to at least once. But, I mean, we go to it every time. Got to enjoy Bucky's. And I did get my, not thermos, but one of my cups from there that's pretty cool. A UConn cup. And it's Bucky's. And it was like $12.
That's not bad.
Those big cups, like that, and it keeps that shit cold all day. But I got the one that has the twist on top so that I can keep it, you know, cold, and it can't leak or do any of that. I just always forget to take it to shows because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but when you're running around that much, it's you don't want to deal with that shit. I mean, I take one of those, you know, Yetis, whatever, to work all day, and it annoys me. And I set it on a desk. So I wouldn't want to carry that fucker around.
Yeah, it fits in my bag, the side of my bag, which is nice. So that would be helpful if I remembered. And then, but the next time, I have a show this weekend. We got a show Friday, and then I got a weekend. Oh, I won't take it there. It's only, Willie's done at like 8:45.
Yeah, he's an old man. You got to go to bed.
Yeah, he goes on at 7:45, done at 8:45. I'm like, this is the greatest show ever.
You're a badass.
And I'm like, I might be home. You know, I'm going to lose an hour on the way home because I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin. But I'm like, this will be fantastic. Fantastic.
Or if your T-Pain was Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Gotta enjoy Wisconsin. Hopefully we don't hit too much traffic.
Yeah, shouldn't be too bad.
Nah.
Chicago?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Once you get through there, though, it's smooth sailing on the turnpike.
Smooth sailing. That's what we hope for.
That's right. You said you're off the week after that?
Yeah, I don't have any shows.
No, you should fucking come to Charlotte. Watch a race.
I forgot that's going on.
That would be the open weekend, and I just so happen to have two extra tickets. So
nice. Who's going down there?
Myself, my lovely wife, and then John and Lisa, my dad's parents. I had my lovely best friend who was supposed to go, and he didn't. So
I just got, you said your dad's parents.
I'm sorry, my dad's neighbors.
I'm like, wait, what?
I mean, Grandpa could go. He is still alive. Grandma could not, unfortunately. I don't think Grandpa would give two fucks about that. So,
old man's not going now.
No, I tried. Tried a couple times to talk him into it, but they were just in the Caymans, like a couple weeks ago. So,
he's still
financially recovering.
I remember. Oh, I bet. I remember you did tell me about Charlotte race, and then I just remembered. I said, "Oh yeah," I said no because it's the only weekend I'm home until July, so I'd probably get left if I went out of town when you know.
Well, I did say there's two tickets. So.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, be like, hey, you want to go watch a NASCAR race? She'll be like, no.
I mean. Bob's right down the road. Then you'd really get left. Yeah, hang out with your mom and the kid.
I'll be like, great. I'll be like, hey, how bad do you want to get away from Connie for a weekend? He'd be like,
I'm pretty sure if he had a free Charlotte day, he'd leave. He wouldn't give a fuck.
He'd be like, she might kill me, but might be worth it. I told him, I was like, hey, man, why don't you just come work shows? Just stock. Like, I don't need you to sell, just stock some shirts.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It'd be easy for him. But.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I can't lift anything yet. I'm like, I'll lift it. You just cut open the box and
pull them out, pull the shirts out. That's the easy part.
Yep. So we'll be in good shape. But yeah, it's that. Damn. Okay. When are you leaving for Charlotte?
Stay home. I'm not going to tell you. Stay home. I'm not going to tempt you with it.
Oh, I know. I'm telling you now. I'm not, because I will not have a wife anymore.
That's why I'm
the second time.
Don't do it.
Yeah. When are you real leaving though?
I'm driving Thursday, so a week from when the pod, or not this podcast, but the other one comes out. So the 16th, or I'm sorry, the 23rd, I think.
So when we're celebrating our Jeopardy win.
I'm pretty sure that's Thursday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm driving down, or I'm leaving the 23rd at like 8 a.m. And I'll get down to Charlotte by 4 at the latest.
Yeah, like, and then the following week, we're going to, I might be recording a podcast at a random time from Florida. That'll be interesting. I might be like, hey, Bear, I just got to Florida. Are we doing a Sunday night show?
Yeah. You just let me know.
We'll see. I know.
If it was Sunday the 26th, it's definitely not going to happen.
No. The following week. Because okay. I leave for Fort Payne, Alabama on the 30th. I'll be back on the 9th, the night of the 9th.
Okay.
I haven't decided if I'm going to drive back with them or if I'm going to fly back, but I'll probably drive back. Oh, almost scored again. Damn it.
Yeah, the second would be fine. Yeah, the 26th, I will be watching cars go and go left very fast, so I will not be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching too. I'm going to be like looking for an OTL
sign. Honestly, I'm going to be there. I might wear my shirt that day. Well, I will because Kevin Harvick doesn't race, so I won't wear my Busch Light Apple shirt. So
I know. And then
let me preface that depending on how hot it is.
Yeah.
The new shirts are black. And if it's 90 degrees and I'm in the sun in Charlotte, I probably won't wear a black shirt.
Yeah, you're right.
But I might though, because it would hide the sweat stains.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's what I do.
So and we're sitting literally, I think we're right on the start finish. Like 8 rows up, we're close. So when someone comes down, if they grab the flag, you're going to see all these kids and then just me right down there.
Yeah.
Unless it's Denny Hamlin, I'm just like, fuck you, Denny.
All I want to see is this. Or what do we say?
Wolfpack.
The bro line. We're gonna get that shirt.
And then I get a call from WWE the next day. Where'd you get that shirt from? What are you talking about? It's not.
Is this a cease and desist letter? I hope it is, because I'll frame it and put it on the wall.
We'll never wear the shirt again. That'll be it.
Yep, but we'll have a nice letter.
That's right.
Signed by Paul Levesque.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. Never been there, so that'll be a fun
one. That'll be fun. I hope you enjoy that. I will not be there.
Yeah, you will not. You will not.
But that's all right. We'll get there another time.
I think new goal is to try and get to at least the close tracks once a year, something different. So.
Yep. And then it'll be interesting. So I'm going to try to, I need to go to a race some year. I'll go back someday.
Yeah. Oh, you will.
I got to go to Talladega. I'm in Alabama like 4 times this year.
I was about to say, you need to schedule around that and find a show on like Saturday in Talladega. They got to have something for the race. And then boom, Sunday race. And then you come back Monday. Fuck it.
When is the Talladega race?
Well, the next one will be like October.
Oh, it's not until then?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it won't be till October. So I think it's always April, October usually.
Damn. Wait a minute. When in October? Wait a minute, Bear.
Well, I'll pull up the NASCAR schedule.
Wait a tick.
Biden advances $1 billion in arms for Israel. Oh, there's another $1 billion I'll never see again in my life. Great. NASCAR schedule. October.
Holy shit, bro. So.
October
6th. You might be a genius. There is a good chance that the Auburn Rodeo in Auburn, Alabama is going to be on October 5th.
There you go. I bet you that's not more than 2 hours from Talladega.
Well, let's Google Maps, because if that's the case, might have to go to a Talladega race. Let's see. Opelika, Alabama to Talladega Super Speedway. 2 hours, 13 minutes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I might have to go.
And that's a 2 p.m. race.
2 p.m. race? Sunday. That is amazing.
And funny thing is, the week after that, they're doing the Roval back in Charlotte.
And I'll be back in Texas. No. Yeah, I'll be in Texas, and that'll be the last show. See, if it works out, that's where you, Barry, you might have to come work a show and go to a NASCAR race.
Let's say October 6th. Well, we have a plant in Talladega, so I could always work down there, too. Or at least do something like that.
Or work a show.
Well, I mean, if I'm down there, though, I can be like, oh, look, I'm working. And then...
Oh, I got...
Yeah, you got it.
That'd be fun. We might have to see, because that's during the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Yeah, if they announce... 12. If they announce the Auburn Rodeo is October 4th and 5th, or 4th or 5th, then that's going to be amazing.
Yep. There you go.
Sign up to be the first to know. They're going to, well, they haven't got it yet. Auburn Rodeo in the fall. We're waiting to hear when it is. That's good shit, pal. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, we'll end the show. Thanks to Wes Anderson. Thanks to Crandall Squatty Landscaping, Connell Barrett, DatingTransformation.com, Sparty Steve, Great Key Merch, Paper Denim Art. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Fuck that trampoline.